I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Carol Peck.
Chris Darling.
Don Key.
Kimberly Burton. Allison Bonanno. Jennifer D'Amico, part-time commissioner's office.
Al Laird with comprehensive planning.
Thank you. Number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait till the comments by the general public period listed in this agenda. Your comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done so by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. And once your time is finished, you will no longer be able to speak. So make sure you get your voices heard in the first 3 minutes. Number three on the agenda is approval of the August 8th, 2013, 2023 minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Aye.
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 Item four, approval of the agenda for the August 29th, 2023, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
I'm going to hold two, right?
Item number two is being held.
And do we combine the other three? Four, five, and six.
Four, five, and six.
Item two is being held and combined four, five, and six.
Aye.
Aye. Item five is informational purposes and the announcements or upcoming county community meetings or events. Thank you. Item six is the hearing agenda items. First on the hearing is UC 230251, Salcedo Marciella use permits for the following. Number one, allow an accessory structure detached workshop game room larger than one half the footprint of the existing principal dwelling. And two, increase the cumulative area of all accessory structures to exceed the footprint of the principal dwelling. And waiver of development standards to reduce the setback for an accessory structure balcony to a detached garage in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 1.2 acres in an RERMP1 zone, generally located on the south side of Russell Street and the west side of Maverick Street within Lone Mountain.
John Coleman Simmons, I'm the general contractor. Simmons, SIMM, ONS. I think last time I got pulled in at the last second, I was really new to this. Now that I've kind of done my homework, I know what we're here for. So, first up, I think last time it got turned into an HOA meeting. This isn't an HOA meeting. And I'm not obviously dictating you guys, just reminding us here. It's about two things. Once we add the square footage to the second floor of this barn, we'll go over the square footage by 200 square feet. That's allowable. Okay, so we're asking for number one. Number two, the structure that we're talking about has been permitted. It was already permitted, passed all inspections, including setbacks, years ago. This is 2018 permit, was already approved. Everything's been approved, including setbacks. So we're not discussing setbacks of the actual unit. It's that now when we do the second floor, there's going to be a little balcony to the right side. The rules are there needs to be a 27-foot setback for some reason, and we'll be 5 feet from the property line. So we're asking for that item. That's it. We're not here to talk about Airbnbs. We're not here to talk about setbacks. All that's already been approved and inspected with surveys, lasers. It's all done. So we're just here to talk about those two items.
Okay. Anything else wanted to know about?
Questions? I do have this just because I didn't have this last time. It shows the layout. Gives you guys an idea. This is the structure we're referring to here. This was permitted in 2018. There's a new structure here that's under construction. the foundation permit and surveys have all been done, setbacks are already approved by the county, so it's here. That's not on it, because this is a...
Which side is the balcony going on?
Right here.
Do we have the...
Can we put that on the overhead?
Yeah.
Now that we have one.
Yeah, does it work? No.
Don's the expert, she can help you. So the balcony is perpendicular to the property line. So the setback...
This is 27, has to be 27.
Right.
And they're asking for...
Yeah, let's not make this into a big deal.
So there's the property line, here's the building, the balcony is here.
Now, Will said they...
So it's edge of the balcony, not the face of the balcony.
It's the side of the balcony.
It's the side of the balcony. This. Thank you very much for bringing this exhibit.
And there's currently a unit right here. But we're not even talking about this today.
Okay, we understand what we're here for.
Any more questions for the applicant before we open the public hearing? Thank you. This is a public hearing, anyone wishing to speak on this item, please come forward, state your name, address, spell your last name, on the record. And you are limited to 3 minutes.
James Lee Brown at 6220 Ackerman Avenue. Our concern isn't the distance from the wall, it's the height. And we were not aware that in CCNRs, a built structure that close to the back wall can be built to a second story. We were under the understanding that anything that's that close, that's offset, cannot be a two-story structure. That's our...
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Anybody else wishing to speak on this item, please come forward, state your name, address, spell your last name, please.
Kelly Sherry, last name S-C-H-E-R-I, 6245, just to the left of the outline property. Supporting 6220, the same concerns and privacy issues. Not having been notified of the permitting of the building.
When it was first built, you're talking about?
When it was first built.
In 2018?
2018.
Did you live there then?
Yeah, and I've lived there since 2013.
Okay.
But when the building, the new construction that they're talking about, just notified of the meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Which was approved in 2018.
Yeah, and she's been there for 5 years prior to that, so she should... Okay, just curious.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing.
We can ask Al a question.
And bring it back to the board.
Yeah.
Can I ask Al a question?
Yes.
Al, quick question. Height that's there, is that correct height for two code, the top of the building? It's been approved in 2018.
So the information is that they're going up to 22 feet. The height that they're allowed for accessory structure is 25 feet.
Okay, so when you say they're going up to 22, they're building higher? You're going up higher, or are you just building inside the building?
The peak is gonna be flattened.
She's gonna be flattened? Okay, that's it.
Taking it from a gable.
So you're 3 foot below the allowed at CCNR?
So he's within what he's allowed to build.
For zoning, yes.
Okay, so we need to know. And then the only issue is deck on the backside, really, and the 200 additional square feet inside.
Right.
Okay.
Well, having beat this up last time, I'm very familiar with where we left off, so...
Carol, you look like you're in deep thought.
Talk to your partner.
I don't have any further comments. If anyone else does, we'll have to discuss them.
I don't have any further comments. I know what I have issues with.
What is on the other side of that, of the back of the property?
On the...
It's our property.
That's where you are?
Yes.
It's our backyard.
Where the trees are?
No.
Bottom of that.
Below it. Straight down.
Yeah, she's on the left, and they're on the back.
So that's, it looks like you have a like a shed row, like a mare stable or something, and then a couple accessory buildings?
There was. Right now, there's just the one little structure that house right there.
Do you like me to put up like a street view for you?
No, that's fine. Public hearing's closed, so.
Well, now I get the privacy issue, because I thought if those were blocking the view, if they're allowed 22 feet, I guess you have to allow it.
The height one.
And it was already approved.
It was already approved.
That part's already been approved. This is to increase additional 200 square feet within the existing building and the balcony waiver for the setback.
Okay. No more comments?
I'll entertain a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve UC 23025, waiver of development standards, and for use permit and waiver of development standards. For the additional 200 feet and the balcony.
Aye.
Aye.
Nay. I say no.
No.
Which one? Yeah, your name?
No.
Okay.
The motion doesn't carry.
Nope.
Entertain a new motion.
So let's go, Darrows.
Okay.
There we go.
No, just that's it.
No, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah, motion doesn't carry.
It was denied.
Okay.
Yeah, it was denied.
Well, actually, it's no motion because the motion was for approval and you denied it.
Right, we gotta have a new motion.
So you would either have to make a new motion.
Motion, yeah.
Or go with our recommendation.
We can make a new motion.
We just went through this, like, or we keep going on with the motions, but see what you guys come up with.
Well, if you wanna make some recommendations, that's fine. Otherwise, I can make a motion for denial.
Make a motion.
Okay. So I will make a motion for UC 23025-1 Salcedo Marciello for use permits and waiver of development standards to be denied.
Aye.
Nay.
No, you win.
I said not. I said, you know, whatever.
Motion carries. It's been denied.
Denied.
Thank you.
For both items?
Even the 200 square feet?
Correct.
Yeah.
Inside the building that you can't see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Item number two was held, which for the record, that is UC 230374 Miller, William Scott, and Misty Michelle. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Item three. Item three is BS 230448 Rodriguez Manuel and Elva, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Al Garrison.
No.
Oh, this one. Sorry.
This is
Here we go.
Item three, sorry. WS 230466 Muir William and Loretta Waver, development standards to reduce setbacks in conjunction with single family residents on 0.5 acres in an RERMP zone generally located on the south side of Verde Circle, 440 feet west of Durango Drive, within Lone Mountain. Applicant?
Hi, Dean Bryan with Bryan Construction at 4045 West Sunset Road. We actually submitted this summer set of plans on this house before the pandemic, and then we actually had all of our permits ready to go. It was for an RV garage. And then the owners just decided, hey, I'm gonna hold back. It was in the middle of the pandemic and he didn't do it. So what happened was we submitted them again, and instead of an RV garage, he just brought it down to a one story. It was a 2 foot garage, one story, and shrunk it up. And the county said, you know what, we've done this school before, but there's really a 10 foot setback and they didn't catch it last time. So now that we're here for, because we planned for the same garage, but we're asking for a 5 foot setback on this property line. And so right over here on the side is, on this side, it's required to have a 10-foot setback. Mm-hmm. And so we're here today to ask for a 5-foot setback.
Okay. And it's a single story?
Single story.
Okay.
And in all the colors, all our elevations, everything's in the same as the house. Okay. Some brick veneer, same as the existing house.
What's to the east of you?
Exactly east of us, actually a 10-foot easement where there's like a sewer kind of runs down around through over there. So there's a 10-foot separation between
the. Is there a house there currently?
What's the address?
It's right here.
I'm looking for it, but I didn't see it.
Right here.
I'm sorry, I have to look it up too.
Oh, yeah, 8556 Verde Circle.
Yes, 8556 Verde Circle.
Thank you.
Verde Park Circle. So is there a house to the east of you?
Yes.
Okay.
I think now there's a house on every lot of the neighborhood.
Gotcha.
There's just one that's not, is it?
Looks like that house is...
I think that's a lot.
It's within 5 foot setback already.
Yeah.
And with a 10-foot drainage easement there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. This is public hearing. Now's the time for anyone that wishes to speak on this item to come forward, state your name and address. Anyone here wishing to speak on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back up to the board for any further discussion.
Yes. Did you bring up the street? The house that's going to be on the other side. Is there a house there,
it's
and
there,
how
really?
Close is it?
Yeah, there's a house there. There's a drainage easement with two block walls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else? I'll make a motion to approve WS 230466 for waiver development standards.
Aye.
Aye. Now, on to number four.
Thank you.
VS 230448 Rodriguez Manuel Elba vacated and abandoned in conjunction with the other two items, WS 230447 for design review and TM 2350093 for the tentative map.
Sorry, I'm like standing right in front of it. I do not know how to work this. I'm not sure if it's on the back way. Waiver is the waiver of development standards, detached sidewalks and landscape buffer. This is just saying that we will have a landscape buffer of 6 feet, but there will be like no sidewalk, curb or gutter, so that it can remain in its rural conditions. And then we have another one for the street width. This is just so that, so as you can see this one, it does taper from like a 59 to a 39. It's been done south of the property. This is just an overview of it. This is just so that we could put in a 30-inch modified bowl curve. And then the last one is a design review for access fill. We're just asking for one extra foot of fill. I'm grateful that staff recommended approval, and I respectfully ask that you also approve this item. And with that, I am here to answer any questions that you may have.
I think we are satisfied with the presentation. This is a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this item, please come forward, state your name and address by your last name, and limit your comments to 3 minutes, please.
My name is Keith Nair. I live at 8205 Helena, which is the property directly diagonally from this property. And my concern is just a question. If we remove easements, water runs west to east. Are we going to have grading and have water flow off of Helena so that the water continues to run east in this project?
We'll have to ask the applicant. We're not.
Yeah, we'll make that note and ask them to come back up.
Okay. And there is going to be landscaping outside of the building. And how tall is the wall? How tall is the wall? those are my only
questions. We'll ask those two questions to the applicant.
And the only entrance is on Thomas Avenue. I just want to confirm that.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Ty Schauber, S-H-A-W-B-E-R. My address is 8185 Craig Road. My concern, it says here that they're going to raise the grade by 48 inches from 36. That means it's almost 6 foot high grade?
Yes and no. But I'll let them go over it when they come up.
Because my house is going to be behind one of them, and I don't, you know, that would put their house 6 foot above mine. It's a single story home already, two story home, they'll be looking right in my backyard.
It's deceiving, the question, what they have on that sheet, but right. They'll explain it to you. Okay. And you won't be.
Anyone else wishing to speak on this item?
I may be repeating the question that was asked, that Todd Lefkowitz, 8095 Palm Cove Court, so I'm across the street from there. What will be the entrance? I heard 6 feet, or what is the height on the wall, specifically on Tomzik?
That's the opportunity.
Thank you.
Pat Matheson, 8090 Palm Court, so I'm just the house next to Mr. Lefkowitz, so I'm on the, across Tomzik from him. Just wondering, maximum height of the homes in the subdivision, because from our homes we look west towards the mountains, and we're just wondering how much of the view of the mountains could be impaired.
I don't believe it's part of their application yet, so that'll happen when we come back.
Because she said they didn't design it.
Right. Anyone else wish to speak? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. I'll make a comment regarding the grade. This is in the staff report from Public Works. And I'll just read this. Public Works Development Review, drainage study and compliance is required. The drainage study must demonstrate the proposed grade elevation differences outside that allowed by section 30.220.40A9 are needed to mitigate drainage to the site. So they have to demonstrate to Public Works that they can have to drain, in order for them to get this thing to drain out by increasing that pad height is the only way they can do it. Public Works says no, there's other ways to do it, then they're not gonna allow. That's how I read that. Is that my correct interpretation?
That's correct. They're allowed by code to go up to 36 inches in height, and what they're requesting to do is to be allowed to go up to 48 inches. So it's not 36 and 48, it's just going up to 48.
So the belt and suspenders that Public Works has is they still get to approve the review and approve a drainage study. And if they can't, they can't raise it. So just wanted to clarify that for, it's come up in the past. Let's bring the applicant back up.
Sorry, I do actually have a drainage study exhibit. Now, I did talk to the hydrologist, because I am not an engineer or a hydrologist, but basically what she said is that the site would be draining down Tomsic like it always has. That's why we do need to raise like the fill up to, like, we're asking for an extra foot so it can drain properly as well as match into Tomsic. So basically this is the existing condition. Right here it's 2 cubic feet per second. And with a developed condition, it also turns, it also stays as 2. So we're not adding water, we're not taking out water, it's gonna stay the same. It's gonna drain out down Tomsic.
So are all of your pads gonna be 48 inches above the street or just certain ones?
No, just lot 4.
Which might help mitigate some people's concerns about drainage.
Yes, lot 4. Would you like me to?
So as I understand the proposed development, they're going to stair step down from west to east, kind
yes.
of cut and fill following the existing.
So right here is a 4 foot fill, as well as right here, and it's stair stepping down.
Thank you. There was another question on the easement. Would you like to explain what easement you're vacating under the BS?
Yes.
Where did I put that?
BS230448.
Easement of interest, yeah.
Yeah, the 33 foot easement is just an easement that's there for like right away. So we're just vacating that because there's 33 feet. Around all sides of the parcel, and there's the 2 parcels stuck together. So there's 33 on each side.
So you're not actually doing anything to that land, you're just vacating the easement, so nothing physically is going to change right there.
Yes.
And matching the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the other question was wall height.
Wall height, it will be 6 feet with, I think, 1.5 retaining.
Okay.
So the wall will still be 6 feet with the 1.5.
So you're not asking for any waivers of wall height?
No, we're not asking for
any
maximum retaining walls.
So the 39, thank you. So the 39 foot interior drive where 40 is a standard, I've seen that more. Seems to be workable. I don't mind it because it's less impervious cover, right? And
well, that, I think the more narrow it is, the more reduction of speed as well.
Well, you can't put a bunch of street parking in there either. I think it's going to be a gated community, but
right, yeah.
Do we need to worry about fire trucks and ambulances?
That's all part of code.
Okay.
They have to make sure they have that.
We did talk to the fire department, and they were okay with it. They did give us the okay.
It's basically, it's a rinse repeat of what happened next door. Okay, I believe we covered all the questions we received from the audience. Anybody else? Thank you. Can anybody else have questions for the applicant?
No.
Can
I follow?
You can, sorry.
Okay.
You can talk to her, though, after the meeting.
I will be there.
We have to follow the rules that are given to us, I'm sorry.
I would just like to say I'm very happy. I love when you guys come in here and you do landscaping and large lot size and no large walls, and I'm just saying, thank you.
I figured that from the last meeting. We were like, oh,
and
I'm 48
inches.
I'm pretty predictable.
And 48 inches is way
yes.
better than way better than 60.
So
yes.
Tell your builder thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Anybody have any comments? Ready
nope.
to entertain a motion?
Yep.
Kimberly, it's your turn.
Miss Happy Plant.
Three of them, baby. All right.
I will make a motion to approve items 4, 5, and 6, which are BS23-0448, Rodriguez, Manuel, and Elba, vacate and abandon easements of interest. WS23-0447, Rodriguez, Manuel, and Elba, waivers of standard development to eliminate sidewalks and alternative landscaping and the street width. Also for design reviews for the following: single family residential development, finished grade on 4.1 acres in the RE zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Helena and Al Carrison Street in Lone Mountain. And lastly, for TM-23500093, Rodriguez, Manuel, Elba, tentative map consisting of 8 single residential lots and common lots on 4.1 acres.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Could you repeat that?
Item 7 on the agenda is in general business. Seeing none. Item 8, comments by the general public. This period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the Board of Council's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, applicable, and state your name, spell your last name. Seeing none. Next meeting is September 12th. Be adjourned.
I do want to put it out there.
That guy wanted a question.
I
was all pissed off leaving.
Oh, I won't either.
Can I keep going back and forth?
I know.
And I made sure he knew that before he spoke.
I mean, he could call a comment at the end.
Yes.
But even then, you're not allowed.